Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Senator Johnny Isaacson delivered a farewell speech to his Senate colleagues just a few hours ago. Isaacson is resigning at the end of the year due to health concerns. His parting message was one urging colleagues to return to bipartisanship.
I'm big on bipartisanship. Whether you're black or white, Republican or Democrat, whatever it might be, find a way to find common ground. Give it a chance to work. And if it doesn't, be a future friend.
Governor Kemp is set to announce Isaacson's replacement tomorrow morning. When the House Judiciary Committee begins their part of the impeachment inquiry tomorrow, look to Georgia Congressman Doug Collins to lead Republican messaging. GPB's Stephen Fowler has this story.
The committee will hear from academic experts versed in the history and laws of impeachment. As a ranking Republican on the committee, Collins says it's his job to push back against Democrats. He questions how the legal experts can talk in detail about House Democrats' evidence when the report on the same is not yet public.
So they have no basis, except if they watch TV, to give an opinion on the factual basis of what the Democrats are trying to do.
The Judiciary Committee could draft articles of impeachment by the end of the year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
A Georgia company is now making compostable plastic straws. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Traditional plastic straws can take 50 to 100 years to break down, and when they do, still leave microplastics. Bainbridge-based Danimer Scientific says the new biodegradable straws can break down completely. They're made with a plant-based material. The company's marketing manager, Richard Ivey, says these straws are better than other alternatives like paper or metal.
You won't be able to tell the difference, you know, just by looking at it or using it, that it's, you know, polypropylene or PHA.
They plan to come out with biodegradable plates and other food packaging in the future. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.